Australia's Prime Minister Kevin Rudd has joined the virtual pilgrimage following the footsteps of St. Paul. Chris Altieri has the story.
Archbishop Mark Coleridge of Canberra-Goulburn in Australia is leading a group of pilgrims on an itinerary with stops at several of the places to which the great missionary apostle first carried the good news. As the pilgrims were visiting Rome and St. Peter's Basilica, Australian Prime Minister Kevin Rudd and his wife joined the virtual pilgrimage and left a message saying St. Peter's is truly an inspiring place, as is St. Paul, whose journeys the pilgrims followed all the way to Rome. Truly, said the Prime Minister, Paul was the apostle to the Gentiles. The Prime Minister sent his message while visiting the community of religious women at the convent of Blessed Mary MacKillop in Kirribilli. Rudd is scheduled to visit Pope Benedict XVI in Rome this coming week and promised to bring their greetings when he is here. Here in Rome for the Feast of Saints Peter and Paul, Archbishop Coleridge spoke with us about the profound and lasting importance of the communion formed between the Bishop of Rome and the Apostle to the Gentiles.
In the moment of their death, they find their way so completely and so profoundly to Jesus, crucified and risen, that they find their way to one another. That's the key. That's why the Petrine ministry, the papacy, looks not just to Peter, but also to Paul, because the Pope, as heir to the witness of both Peter and Paul, the Bishop of Rome, is the prime servant of the communion which they found in death.
You can become a virtual pilgrim by visiting www.footstepsofst.paul.com. The pilgrimage began on June 16th and concludes on July 2nd. I'm Chris Altieri.